Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Sitting in on a rubber tire right now. We're sitting in the IndyCar studio, actually, down the hall from the Greasy Garage studio. That's right. Why not? Oh, the lug nuts are loose. Let's get those tight. Yeah, dang, the second hour we had only three lug nuts. This hour we've got five. That way, that means that the tire's not going to come off as we're driving down the Auto World racetrack here. That's right. We're sitting in the, I am sitting in. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World in the IndyCar studio this week, folks. Rubber tires all over the place. Stickers like you see on the IndyCars, you know. I've got two or three rear spoilers hanging in the wall. And pretty much we don't have enough room to put the whole entire IndyCar on the wall, but maybe one day we will. Maybe in I've got a little matchbox here that looks like an IndyCar. Anyway, I want to thank the crew here at Auto World for telling me to get into the rubber studio that smells like rubber, all these tires, because here this hour on Auto World, we're going into the, give you some history, into the Amazon City. Who did it? How much did it cost them to build this Amazon City, and why did they do it? Let me give you a little tease. Something to do with rubber. Yep, something to do with rubber. And do you have rubber in your car, your truck? Yes, you do. You're riding on it. Rubber tires. Besides rubber underneath the dash, by the way. Yeah, there's rubber everywhere in your car. Yeah, we're going to get into the Amazon City and find out who did it, why they did it, and how come. Lost a little bit of money. With that, you can head on over, please do, and take a look at the picture that we put up at Auto World Radio Facebook page and my personal Facebook page, Mark Evans. Mark Evans Facebook page. Instagram is Auto World Media. I welcome you over to all of that, and you can Facebook message me, of course, at any one point in time. Thank you for following me, and you can follow me if you haven't. Please do follow me. I do appreciate that. And again, a little bit of housekeeping. Right off the bat, don't forget you can go back and listen. If you only get the third hour here at Auto World, second or third hour, some of our great Auto World affiliates can only do 2 hours, or not all three is what I'm saying. You can always go back, just Google Auto World Podcast, and you'll, around the top you'll see us. And, of course, LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, so you can reach me there. But today on Auto World, it's a pleasure to have you join me into the IndyCar race car studio. It's always a pleasure to have you. Take your life, shut it off, turn the key off on your life and come into my world, Auto World. And hopefully we can ride along together, which we do each and every week. And that's what it's all about. Since 1992, we've been riding along together with each other. And I'm very honored to have you with us. Coast to coast we are. And across the pound, everyone over there might be listening on GCNlive.com. And that's a good way of listening to the hour that you can't get through your local radio station. Just go to GCNlive.com. Appreciate that. You'll see me. Just look for me, Auto World. You'll see a picture of me there sitting behind the silver microphone as I am right now. And I do honor each and every one of you. Your coupons never expire here. That's right. We have a lot of fun. So today here on Auto World, we're going to do a little trivia, of course. I've got for you, yeah, you know, it's getting that season where the hornets are coming out. You know, the wasps and the hornets. And they're big, and you do not want to get stung. Well, guess what? I have got for you this hour a plug-in hornet, so be careful. We're going to plug it in. And this hour also, not only are we going to go find out about that Amazon City, but I have for you a follow-up. We finally have a winner. We have a winner of the Chief Donut Maker. Stay tuned for that here on the third hour. Also here in Auto World. Not only are we going to, you are and always have been and always will be the priority. You, the listeners of this program. So that means we're going to go into the email bag, the emails you've sent me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And please do, you can email me right now fresh. In fact, I'm going to look right now. Why not? Yeah, there we are. So we're going to have some fresh emails coming here. Yep, got two of them already. So that's what I'm talking about. At autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can email me fresh. And whenever your auto world comes apart and your lug nuts are loose and the tire's coming off, well, that's what it's all about. I'm here to help you. 45 years of touching, tasting, literally. Getting some fingers burnt. I do have all my tools still. Now, yes, I do have the Snap-ons and the Cornwells and the Mac and the Kmart. I said it. I have some Kmart sockets. One of my customers gave me some Kmart sockets way back when. He says, Mark, I'm 83 years old now and I don't need these. You can have them. And I still have some of those and I still use them. In fact, the Kmart sockets are still working and aren't cracked, and some of the other brands are cracked and no good. Who'd have ever thunked, huh? Anyway, my tools are my fingers. My thumbs, my full hand, my arms, my legs, my eyes, my nose, that's right, and even my ears. Those are tools, folks. And that's one thing about it right here on Auto World. I teach you to maybe listen for a noise. I teach you how to use your nose as a tool, to smell the noise. What? Yeah, smell the noise. How do you smell noise? A catalytic converter could be rattling, plugged up, making noise, and it smells bad all at the same time. Ah, two clues to let us know that you need a catalytic converter. And with that, be careful. The thieves are back out. They're taking those cordless battery, plug-in battery cordless reciprocal saws, and they're stealing your catalytic converters. Still today, I reported on that about 4 years ago, and they're back at it, so be careful. Make sure your catalytic converters does not get taken off your car. And please, no, I don't want you to take it off and go sell it either and get good money for it. Don't need to do that. Because what will end up happening if the catalytic converter is not on there, the exhaust pressure in the system will not read correctly. Your engine light will come on. The O2 sensors, oxygen sensors in the exhaust pipe won't read correctly. And next thing you know, the fuel injection will be pouring more gas down the cylinder, down the throat of that bad boy, and now you're burning valves. So see, it gets worse and worse and worse. Leave your catalytic converter on there. It's a pleasure to have you along with us. Why don't we... Oh, at the end of the program here today, too, a word with Mark. You got gas? Go ahead. Head over to the... You know what I mean. It's gasoline in your fuel tank. Yep. Got gas. Gasoline engines. ICE. Internal combustion engines. This weekend, here on Auto World, this is the last hour of today here on Auto World, and we're going to go now down into the history of the Chevrolet engines, the sizes, some little bit of history and all. And, in fact, we're going to help play for you a Chevrolet, an old Chevrolet car ad. That's, we have fun here, too. And that's what it's all about. But first, why don't we go into the email bag? We've got a couple minutes before our first break. Let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer here, he's just handed me the email bag. It's getting lighter because I'm answering them. I'm getting them answered. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's after me to get to your emails and get them answered. I never share your addresses, folks, just your first name. I just want to make sure of that. The security part of all of it is big here on Auto World. And so your last name, your address, and all that, including your home address, your business address, and or your email address, never goes anywhere else but just you and I. And you send me the email, and if you do need some help, please do. If you just want to say hi, send me an email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And then the 911s, put 911 up there if you need help now. Eddie gets those to me, and Eddie, the engine, he's got a... is a V12 under the hood. Oh, yeah, he goes fast. But the email bag, I'm just going to point this out. The email bag is all new and fresh emails to me. He keeps them from me, Eddie the engine emailer here. He keeps them from me because I want them new and fresh to me as I'm live on the air. That's what makes it fun. It's kind of like stump the chump. Please do stump the chump because I don't hardly even know anything after 45 years. Truthfully, we learn, and I've been learning from you every week. That's what it's about. Learn together. So, let's dig in there right now and get one before our first break. There's one. Got it. Okay, we got an email to share with you right now in my left hand. And I can read it. Yes, we'll be right back. This is from Brad, looks like. Yep, hi, Brad. Appreciate it. We'll be right back after this little short break. It's M&M time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name is Adam Barona, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm really enjoying the time with you folks here today on Auto World. Appreciate you being here. I really am. Warm and fuzzy, you know, when I have a group of you sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying the show. That's what makes it all happen and makes me feel good. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm Mark Evans, your host here, and you are listening to Auto World. Didn't get to it here yet, but we're doing it right now. And this is, we got to get to it. And this is the AW Tool of the Month. That's right, the AW Tool of the Month. Auto World Tool of the Month is the shock absorber tool. What? Yeah, shock absorbers. You know, the your conventional type, most of us have the struts on the front, so this tool will not be used on that, but a lot of us, probably 95% of us, if not more, out of 100%, have rear shock absorbers that have the big bolt on the bottom that goes through the eyelet there that holds it to the bottom where the wheel is, and then it goes up on the top, and you have this stud. Some of the older cars have a stud. This same type of shock is in the front of your car, and you don't have struts. But I recommend this tool. And this tool, what it does, with for the folks that have the shocks with the stud sticking straight up with the threads, of course, on it, and then you have the nut, and you try to undo the nut. It's usually like a 9/16 or a half inch. You undo that nut, and it comes off the top of the tower of the shock, and then you can slide the shock out of its hole with the top and the bottom rubber bushing. Well, every time you go to turn the nut, the whole entire shock turns, the shaft. Well, this tool, it's two pieces. One of the, it's like a hollowed out nut. It goes on the nut, and then on the top of your strut, on top of the shock, is a little flat area that a lot of us put vice grips on to try to hold that shaft from spinning. Well, there's another nut that goes on there. It's two pieces, and it's truthfully probably at the most $10. I'm covering you nationwide here, okay? Some of the places that you folks are listening might be only $5.50, but then if we're over there in another area, it could be up to $10, okay? It's Lisle. It's a Lisle brand. And that's spelled L-I-S-L-E. And it's red and white, Lisle. And here's the part number, 20400. You'll love it. It's the most cheapest priced tool. And you don't have to mess with vice grips then to hold the strut, hold the shock stud. Means a lot. The AW, Tool of the Month, right there. Okay, let's help Brad. I reached into the email bag earlier, and I can read his on the air. He said here, so let's do it. Auto World Mark, joining you from Sparks, Nevada, tuning in on KNNR 1400. Let's do it. It's time for a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out time. Yes, that's what I like. There's our shout-out horn. We got the white corrosion off the battery terminal, so the horn's working now. Brad, listening here on, now let's do a shout-out to KNNR AM 1400. All 3 hours of Auto World. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That is Reno, Sun Valley, Carson City, Sparks, Nevada, and everyone in between. Appreciate you folks tuning in and listening. And thanks to the program director and owner to take 3 hours of Auto World. I'm telling you, thank you. That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm warm and fuzzy. I feel good. That's what it's all about. Mark, I need your help with the smell. My wife noticed it first about a month ago. I finally did get a whiff of the antifreeze smell that she's been smelling just yesterday. There's no leaks under the car, and I haven't had to add antifreeze. I hope I don't have a blown head gasket, Mark. Any ideas from you would be grateful. Appreciated. Thanks, Mark. Brad in Sparks, Nevada. Brad, thank you. Appreciate it. It's good to have folks in Reno and Sun Valley and Sparks and yourself and Carson City join us here on Auto World for all 3 hours. I appreciate that. And all of you that are listening down, and good to have you along. Appreciate that. Don't be bashful. Brad's not. That's how you do it, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Brad, simple. It really is. Your smell. There's a couple things. If you don't have a puddle underneath your automobile, and see, we're using our nose to smell, and that's what it's all about. You smell a little bit of whiff of antifreeze. Now, two things. Inside, you didn't tell me what year, make, or model the vehicle is, car, truck, doesn't matter, because all vehicles have a heater core. You could, Brad, just have, since you have zero puddles underneath the engine, you could have, well, there's two things. One, you're sitting inside the cabin, so that means that the you folks probably have been a little chilly there in Reno and Sparks area with snow, etc. I got a friend there in Lake Tahoe, and he keeps sending me these photos of snow. He gets it all, the snow blown off, the white gold, we call it in the auto body business, because of the crashes it causes. you sending me these photos. So you've been a little cold, so you probably still have your heater on. You turn the heater on. You could have just a heater core leaking. And that's inside the cabin, underneath the glove box area in the plastic box there. Heater core and air conditioning evaporator core sits in with inside that box. And that could be the antifreeze you're smelling. So what, here's what I want you to do, Brad. The first test is to go ahead, get over on the passenger side, open the passenger door, take your hand. Don't rub fast. I don't want you to cut your hand or anything, but just go up underneath the glove box there. Look up, and you'll probably see some wet juice. That's antifreeze leaking. And or just take your hand to verify it is antifreeze and just wipe the bottom of the plastic box, and then you'll see the slimy antifreeze with a glycode in it on your hand. Heater core's leaking. Now, I need to know the year, make, and model and all that to kind of give you an estimate of what it costs to replace a heater core on it. But now the second thing I want you to do, usually when we don't see any puddles, if that's nice and dry, Brad, out the heater core area there, the box inside the car, we want to go underneath the engine and look at no puddles like you said. And yeah, the weep hole, that's right, the weep hole on the water pump has a little hole on the bottom of the water pump, and it, that when this, the water pump seal goes out, it leaks antifreeze past the seal and goes down through the little hole, exiting to the gravity, of course, to the bottom of the engine and on the ground. And you see the leak, and you say, I need a new water pump. Now, this is a little bit more difficult, Brad, but you'll see white crust. See, a water pump gets real hot. It's mounted to the engine. So that engine gets hot, and it burns off what's leaking, so you never see the puddle underneath the engine. So what I want you to do, if you can, get a pin light, something that's got a real bright light. Just light that up where the water pump is. If it's a front-wheel drive car, the engine's in there. Sitting east and west. So on the passenger side would be the front of the engine, and on the driver's side is where the tranny is, if it's front-wheel drive. And, of course, if it's north to south, that means that the front of the engine is pointing towards the radiator. But see if you can't. Front-wheel drive cars, Brad, you can't even see the water pump. It's a real, even if I have them on my lift. So that could be the leak up front and not leaking, and you don't have a blown head gasket. Well, let's check to see if you got a blown head gasket now. Let it sit overnight. After the show here tomorrow morning, before you start it up and head out with that vehicle, pull the oil dipstick out and see if there's any white foam. Yeah, white look. White juice. White cream. And if you do, you've got a blown head gasket. So, three ways of doing it. Thanks, Brad. I hope that helps. Let me know. From Sparks, Nevada. Thank you, Brad. Send me an email address back, and we'll get you some great gifts sent out. When we come back, we're going to the Amazon City, folks, and find out who did it all for rubber.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in South Central Kansas generated winds up to 165 miles per hour and carved a path of destruction nearly 13 miles long. The National Weather Service said Friday's tornado caused extensive damage, mostly in the Wichita suburb of Andover. Several people were injured, and officials there say at least 300 buildings were destroyed by the storm. The Weather Service said the tornado was on the ground for 21 minutes. Evacuations of civilians from a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant in Mariupol began Sunday, a UN humanitarian spokesman telling the Associated Press that the evacuation is being done with the International Red Cross Committee in coordination with Ukrainian and Russian officials. 100,000 people reportedly remain in the southern port city. That includes up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters beneath the steel plant. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online, it's fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need some shocks. I need that shock tool. Man, I hate it when she's shaking, and I need some shocks. That's why the hacksaw was sawing off the shocks, because we broke our tool. Anyway, hey, welcome back into the IndyCar studio this week here at Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. All for rubber. That's right. We're in the IndyCar studio because we love the smell of rubber. Of course, the rubber tires are all around us, and the spoilers are here, the IndyCar stickers and all this, and their steering wheels are the most awesome thing there is. It's like a video game. Well, the Amazon City, what is it? Well, it was established by an American industrial gentleman, and his name is Henry Ford. That's right. In the Amazon rainforest in 1928, as a prefabricated industrial town, it tended to be inhabited by 10,000 people to secure a source of cultivated rubber, folks. For the automobile manufacturing operations of the Ford Motor Company, that's right, Henry Ford was thinking way ahead and knowing that he needed rubber for his automobiles. He had to figure out where he's going to do it. So, Ford had negotiated a deal with the Brazilian, the government over there in Brazil, granted him a concession, you ready for this, of 3,900 square miles of land on the banks of the river over there near the city in Brazil, Well, in exchange, they would get 9% share in profits generated from Ford's project. It failed. The city was abandoned in 1934. The town was mostly deserted, with only 90 residents still living in the city until the early 2000s, when it saw an increase of population, being home to around 3,000 people as of 2017. In the 20s, though, the Ford Motor Company sought to basically start a monopoly of rubber, the supply of rubber. Of course, as you know, mainly used for the producing of tires and other car parts in the Ford factories throughout our Earth, the globe that we're on. He looked for a permanent place to establish a colony to produce rubber. Central American was considered. However, the information about the rubber trees in Amazon was not quite, he wasn't quite sure. Well, after a while, it became that the United States and Ford came together, along with the Brazil government. An agreement was signed, and the American Industrial received an area of about 2.5 million acres. That's right. The agreement exempted Ford from taxes on the goods produced for an exchange of 9% of the profits they got. The Brazil folks did. 7% going to the Brazilian government and 2% of profits going to the local folks. But what ended up happening? It failed. It failed. The rubber trees didn't produce what they thought he thought would be, you know, a good business. That's the Amazon in the Amazon. That's how he called it, the Amazon City. And there's a lot more information about that. I do recommend that all of you Google it, read it, and take a look at the photo that we put up on our Facebook page at Auto World Radio, and also my personal Facebook page, Mark Evans. Take a look at that. You'll see the name there. It's a black and white photo. You'll see the Ford name on the water tower above that first building there that, of course, is abandoned. And with that, again, you know, we all think that, in fact, the price of a car is a lot of money and trucks. Yes, they are. I agree. But look at that. That Henry Ford gentleman had two. Think ahead. Just to get rubber and have to go way over there in order to get the rubber for our cars. You know, the thing that cost Henry Ford was his investment, his opportunity dried up overnight. Without producing the rubber for Ford's tires, folks, over there, the second town was also abandoned. He did a second town downriver, about 20 miles downriver. It didn't work there either. So in 1945, Henry Ford's grandson, Henry Ford II, sold the area comprising of both towns back to the Brazilian government for a loss of $20 million. That was back in 1945. Ford lost $20 million. Now, I figured the math up, and approximately, I didn't do it for this year. I figured, well, let's still go to 2021. I figured that's roughly about $301 million worth of loss in today's times. All based upon rubber. Needing rubber for tires. Needing rubber for the rubber that's in your seat that you're sitting on right now in your car if you're listening. Rubber. We need it. Lots of parts and pieces in a car. And with that said, there's a piece of rubber that is going to be tied to this email right now as we are talking about rubber, that I can help each and every one of you, because you do have these items on our Instagram account, Auto World Media, Facebook, Mark Evans, Facebook, Auto World Radio. You'll see a photo that I put up there, ignition coil or spark plug wire. Trey gets me in Southern Illinois through an email. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it. He says, I just had to laugh today when I saw your post on Instagram of the coil pack. About 2 months ago, I changed the spark plugs out on the Honda Element, and this, what I found, and I replaced it with another used one. He sent me a photo, folks, of a coil. It was the cylinder located just next to the oil fill cap. Maybe there was a little oil run over at one time at the quick lube place. And he's got question marks there. Here's to another great show today. Thank you, Trey. Trey, thank you. Appreciate it. And there's a great picture of a coil, as I have there on my Instagram, Facebook. Folks, if you go over there, you'll see that ignition coil all melded. And you'll see a spark plug wire. The spark plug wires are long gone. Those were on old engines. The new engines have coil packs. That's what the spark plug gets plugged into. And what I'm talking about, to help everyone, Trey, that oil, when you slide a coil down through the hole to get to the spark plug, it usually goes down through the valve cover And the valve cover has a rubber O-ring in the cover where the coil pack slides down into. So, Trey, if you've got, or anyone else, if you've got one of these, when you take the valve cover off, now, yes, you have the valve cover gasket on the outside of the valve cover, but you also, wherever one of these coils go, through the center of the valve cover, is that rubber O-ring. It needs replaced. That's where the oil's coming from. With inside the engine going over that O-ring, down into the coil. And with that, I think we should do something.
Fix it! It's a simple three-step process. Step one, fix. Step two, it. Step three, fix it. Then repeat steps one through three until it's all fixed.
There we are. See how easy that is? That's how we do it. We fix it. And if you don't fix it, your O-ring on your coil, well, it'll be sopping wet with oil, which then, as you see in my photo there, you'll have a ignition coil completely melt down. So, it kind of brings up the question, coil, ignition coil, or a spark plug wire? Which one's better? Spark plug wires aren't in oil. I remember the days putting spark plug wires on and building hot rod engines, which we still are. And we still sometimes are using on the old engines spark plug wires. But we want a 40 millimeter, not 8 millimeter, we want a 40 millimeter. You can't even hardly get them anymore. Anyway, remember the rules. Fix it. Appreciate you being here. We're going to take a short little break. When we come back, we're going to bring you Chevrolet, the instrument called engines. Well, is it an instrument? It is. Without an engine, the vehicle wouldn't go. So, a little more history on that. We're going to have some fun because I've got an old car commercial for you under Chevrolet's brand. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Have you along. I'm glad you have something to do, and that's why you're here with us, having fun with us here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. A pleasure to have you along. Oh, Billy Gibbons, I love it. ZZ Top. Hey, folks, before we get into the whole entire thing about Got Gas that we've put up on our Facebook page, Mark Evans, and also Auto World Radio Facebook page, history of three automobile brand gas engines. There's a lot of numbers, and it's all about gas today. As you notice, I'm in the IndyCar studio, and we're talking rubber, and we're talking gas. And there's so many numbers of gas out there, numbers to the point of no return. And with that, let's give you a little taste of yesteryears in a car ad from Chevrolet.
Watch this. All 1954 cars in all price classes nosedive on brake application. Now watch this. Yes, level flight stopping in a 1955 Chevrolet, an exclusive engineering triumph. And here's how it's done. All at the touch of the daintiest toe. Simple, isn't it? But Chevrolet is the first in the industry to achieve controlled level flight stopping. The riding and driving thrill of a lifetime, the quadrupoise ride. There's never been anything like it before.
Quadrupoise. That's one thing we might need today for a nice level ride. Well, when it comes to General Motors, it started way back when, of course, but here, let's start with talking about sizes of engines. Back in 1904 to 1911, two cylinders. A Buick overhead valve flat twin. The world's first production overhead valve engine, folks. And a 1909 Oakland vertical engine. Three cylinders, inline three, that is, from Chevrolet, 1991 to present, of course, the Daewoo. 1984 to present, the Suzuki G. Yes, that is General Motors. 1996 to present, the GM Family O. And they also have the GM E-Turbo engine, which is from 2018 to present time today. That's an inline three-cylinder. The inline four-cylinders, 1905 to 1914, the Cadillac Model D side valve, acquired as part of the founding of General Motors. In 1906 through 1923, the Oldsmobile Model S side valve. 1906 to 1911, the Buick Model D inline four, a T-head design. 1911 yes. And then Model 10 had overhead valve four-cylinder. That was back in 1909 to 1915. That's the one I have in my 1916 Chevrolet. Well, they also had it in the Buick and through 1917 through 1918. That's for 1 year. And then General Motors again, of course, in 1917 through 1924, the Buick Series 30 had an overhead valve. Oh, yeah, 2.8 liter inline four. 1913 to 1928, the Chevrolet inline four. Have you ever heard of the Series M copper cooled? Well, that was also a four-cylinder back in 1923. In 1937 through 1965, the Opel Olympic overhead valve four-cylinder. The Pontiac Trophy 4 was back in 1960 to 1963. Oh, yeah. How about that Iron Duke? It was built by Pontiac under the General Motors name back in 1976 through 1993. The Starfire? Oh, yeah. That was built by Holden back in 79 through 1986. These are all four-cylinders. And it goes on and on and on. The Quad 4. Oh, boo. Oh, I hated those Quad 4s to work on the dual overhead cam. Produced by Oldsmobile through 1987 through 2001. Not good. And you know about the Saturn. It's no longer around. But it was an I-4 single and dual overhead cam in 1990 all the way through 2002 is how long that lasted. Yep. Of course, they, General Motors also built and owned back in the days, 1995 through 2002, the Suzuki G, the Suzuki J four-cylinder. But they also did a flat four, 1989 through 2011, for Subaru and the Saab. Five-cylinder. Did you know they did a five-cylinder General Motors of 2003 through 2012 of the Atlas Vortec in line five? Then the six-cylinders come along, of course. Now, back in the day, 1908 through 1912, the Oldsmobile Limited. Also in 1913 through 1923, Oakland Series 60s. Way back when. Now, these are six-cylinders. Of course, as you know, the 1939 through 1962, the GMC inline six. How about the Holden Gray? It was called the Holden Gray back in 1948. How about 1962, the Chevrolet Turbo Thrift six-cylinder? The Holden Red six-cylinder. The Holden Blue, the Holden Black, six-cylinders. The flat sixes. Yes, they may have built a flat six Chevrolet Turbo Air six. It was developed and used exclusively for the Chevrolet Corvair. The V6. Of course, Obu, 1960 to 1974, the GMC V6. Yuck. My opinion. How about that? Well, it was marketed as the Fireball V6 3800. Oh, yeah. 1960 through 2008, the Buick V6. And then the 90 degrees came in. The Chevrolet 90 degrees V6 engines came in. Small block V8s, 90 degrees, the Vortec V6 through 1977 through 2013. Time goes and flies, doesn't it? Then the eight-cylinders. From 50s through the 1970s, each GM division had its own V8 engine family. Yep, V8s. Bam, I'm slapping my forehead and saying I should have had a V8. Okay, now, inline eights. The Buick Straight 8, the Oldsmobile Straight 8, the Pontiac Silver Streak Straight 8, the LaSalle. How about the Buick Fireball Straight 8? The V8s, back in 1914 through 1935, the Cadillac Type 51 was a V8. The Oakland Model 50 was a V8. The Oldsmobile Model 40 was a V8. The Viking V8, back in 1929, all the way to 1931. The Cadillac Series 60s was also used in the LaSalle, was back in 1935 through 1948. My whole point is that there is so many different numbers of V8s, six-cylinders, V6s, three-cylinders, five-cylinders, four-cylinders, three-cylinders. How? This is a gas world we're living in, I believe, isn't it? Got gas? And today, at the end of the story here, the end of the story for General Motors, gasoline electric hybrid, the Volatec, used in the Chevrolet Volt. And today, of course, as we keep going along in our life, we're going to be talking more and more, probably less, about all these numbers and sizes of gasoline engines and go more into, you know what? Two letters, the EV, electric vehicles. Hybrids were there, now it's EVs, and now we're sliding all these numbers, and I'm thinking, does General Motors, Ford, and also Chrysler, Dodge, like we had on the first hour, we have that many numbers of gasoline engines. I wonder what kind of numbers we're going to have in the EV world. It's time. Or is it?
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Well, this week the word is history. Yes, history. Do you all know your history? History of your family, mom, dad, grandparents, history of your house, history of your favorite car brand. We learn from the past to go into our future. Does the past history repeat itself? History. We learn from it and we move on, good and bad. History is everywhere. Take it or leave it. Enjoy it. Appreciate you joining me here this week on Auto World. Next week, stay tuned. I got so much stuff we don't have enough time to even talk about it. I look forward to seeing you next week. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.